Hi, I'm Howard Dayton. What does a child's game of pickup sticks have to do with money? Stick around, I'll tell you.
I will be sticking around. Can't wait to hear this. Hi, I'm Steve Moore, and later answers to your questions about canceling a credit card, whether a credit monitoring service is a good idea, and some other things that may have come up on your journey to true financial freedom. Call anytime, 1-800-525-7000. This is Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries.
I was 28 years old when I was first introduced to Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And when that happened, everything began to change, and I mean everything. In fact, 3 or 4 years after I met Christ, a friend asked me to try to describe the change that Jesus had made in my life. And I can remember, I closed my eyes, and I thought, what was life like before Christ? And all I could think of was a children's game of pickup sticks, where you throw the sticks down and they go in all different directions. The sticks are in chaos. And really, that was my life. Then slowly, the Lord began to take one stick at a time and put them in a neat row. I went from chaos and bondage to order and peace. And one of those sticks that the Lord put in order was my finances. Colossians 3, verse 13, became one of my favorite verses at that time of my life. Here's what it says. Joyfully giving thanks to the Father, for He delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. And really, that's what we're trying to do financially on this program. We want to deliver you from the domain of financial darkness and have the Lord transfer you to the financial kingdom of Christ. Well, just exactly what is the domain of financial darkness? Simply put, it's what our culture says about money. You know, hey, you worked hard for your stuff. You own it. You can do whatever you want with it. Oh, yes, and he who dies with the most toys wins. So for 80 years or so, just pile up those toys of yours. But what does the financial kingdom of light say? It says, God's the owner of all that you have. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. We're simply to be managers of whatever God entrusts to us, whether it's a lot or a little, and we're to handle it His way. Oh, and by the way, he who lays up treasure in heaven is the real winner. Forget about piling up toys for only 80 years or so. The person who lays up treasure in heaven, after they've been there 80 million years, they've just begun to enjoy the treasures that they'll have forever.
You know, Howard, the Bible says that when we come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, we are now new creatures. We approach life differently, and we approach our finances and our lifestyle differently as well.
Well said.
You're listening to Money Matters. Your host, Howard Dayton. I'm Steve Moore. Back with your calls right after this.
Academic Films presents How to Budget Your Money. When you cash your hard-earned paycheck, take the cash and separate it into paper envelopes, one for each spending category, one envelope for food, one for gasoline, one for the rent, and so on.
It would be nice if you could still use all cash and paper envelopes to budget. You'd always know how much was left in each category just by looking in the envelope. But nowadays, your life's a little too complicated for that. You may spend using cash, checks, credit cards, and automatic bank drafts all in the same day. That's why today you have Crown Envelopes online. Envelopes pulls in your transactions from your credit card and bank accounts daily so you can easily separate them into the right spending categories. With just a click of your mouse, Crown Envelopes helps you avoid overspending. And since it's online, you can access it from the office, from home, or anywhere. Stay in control of your money with Crown Envelopes. Right now, you can try it free for a full month. Just visit crown.org.
Crown Financial Ministries is teaching people worldwide about true financial freedom. You can help as a Crown Outreach Partner. Details at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Matters. I'm Howard Dayton along with Steve Moore. And Steve, before we take calls, I've got a startling stat for you. That's right. Listen to this. 44% of baby boomers, that's those who are between age 45 and 55, have elder care responsibilities and kids at home. I mean, think about that. Yeah. Elder care plus kids at home. Tough. You know, although this, Steve, as you know, places a tremendous amount of financial pressure on the family, I think it's biblical, obviously biblical, for us to take care of them. I love what 1 Timothy 5:8 tells us. I mean, and this is a verse with some vinegar to it. You know, he who does not provide for his own and especially for his immediate family has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. And although it does put pressure on you, you're doing the right thing to take care of your parents and, of course, your children.
And, Howard, there's another number that continues to rise, and that's the number of grandparents raising their grandchildren.
I know. That's exactly right, Steve.
How do you prepare for something like that?
Well, you follow the Crown Money Map. You get yourself in as good a financial shape as possible, as financially healthy as possible, so that you've got the resources to take care of them if, surprise, they show up on your doorstep.
Okay. You're listening to Money Matters. 1-800-525-7000 is our phone number. Good to have you with us today. Let us begin by going to Ceres, California, KCIV. Scott, thanks so much for holding. What's your question today?
Hi, Scott. Excuse me. This is Scott.
Yeah, Scott. don't be nervous.
Yeah. You know, I want to thank God for just allowing me to be on this show with you guys and ask you a question.
Well, it's our privilege, believe me.
Yeah. Speaking of providing for your family, I recently got married, and, you know, I've been trying to budget for our life together. I am in tons and tons of student loans, and I'm just afraid that, we may not make it, and I'm calling for some direction and some help because I'm desperate.
Let me ask you this, Scott. How much school debt do you have? Do you have any other debts?
Yeah, I have. Oh, I have a car that's about $10,000.
Okay.
To pay off.
All right.
And then you have your seatbelt on for this one because it's a lot of student loans. It's $80,000 with the student loans.
Yeah. Well, don't feel badly. I've got one person who's going through my Crown Small Group study who owes about $200,000 on school student loans. So.
Hopefully they're a professor at a university.
Yeah, that's right. Let me ask you this, Scott. What's your income?
It's about $60,000 a year.
Okay, good. How much is your car payment?
It's just under $300 a month.
Okay. Well, that's what I would focus on paying off first.
Mm-hmm.
I would do anything I could to accelerate that car payment. Because once that's paid off, you're going to have a big block of money, you know, about $3,600 a year, that'll be freed up that you can really accelerate some of this student loan debt. And frankly, if there were ways that I could get a small part-time job, is there anything that you can do that would increase the amount of income so that would be available to you to accelerate the debt repayment? If you're, is there anything, and I would just ask the Lord, give me creativity. Is there something that I could do that would increase the income of our family so that by God's grace we could accelerate this debt and become completely free of it? And particularly since you guys are newly married, Scott, let me send you the copy of the book, Your Money Map. Would love for you and your wife to go through that and join us as our guest at one of our Journey to True Financial Freedom seminars. We just hold them on a Saturday, different places around the country. And if you stay on the line, what we'll do is we'll link you up with the next one we've got in your area.
And, Scott, we may have a Money Map coach in your area as well, someone who can sit down, help you work through your budget, and encourage you all at the same time. So if you'd like to at least think about that or pursue it, stay on the line. We'll talk to you some more off air and see if we can get you guys back on even keel, okay?
Yes. Hey, you know, I got you on the line. You know, you're speaking of asking the Lord for direction and, you know, just a special guidance. Do you think we can agree on this? Because I'm really, really, I've heard you in the past just say, you know, let's just ask God that he get you out of credit, get you out of debt in such a way that you know it came from him.
Absolutely. Let's pray for that right now.
Thank you.
Father, I do thank you for Scott. I thank you for his new marriage. I pray, Father, that you would even use these financial challenges to knit he and his wife more closely together. That you'd bless their marriage, Father, in every possible way. And, Lord, we do pray that you would open up a door of opportunity, something that you alone open up, that would allow Scott and his wife to earn even more money that would be available to help eradicate this debt. We know that you want them free from this debt, Father, and in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you bring that about. Amen.
Amen.
Scott, we're going to... And I just want to say, you know, if I don't meet you before, I'll certainly meet you in heaven and give you a big old hug and thank God for you.
Well, I look forward to that time, brother.
Thanks, Scott. We're going to stay in touch with you, all right?
All right. The Lord bless you guys.
Thanks. Same here. Bye-bye.
Well, Howard, if you ever needed a clearer picture of the stress that debt can put in a person's life, even a young person like Scott, there you have it. Student loans, credit cards, things like this, they stress out people, they stress out marriages, and they keep you from being able to perform the way God wants to use you with your spiritual gifts and the body of Christ, things like that.
That's right, and it puts a lot of stress on the marriage as well, Steve. And I know that some of you probably get tired of us pounding this drum of please get out of debt. This is exactly the reason that we do it.
Yeah, or better yet, don't get into debt.
That's right.
Amen. Moving along, Pace, Florida, WEGS. Tiffany, what's in your heart today?
Hi, I was just wanting to ask some questions about buying a new home.
Yes.
We currently own a home in this location, and we're not relocating, but we're from a more rural area, and we're trying to buy a bigger home on a bigger piece of property, because the market's very low for buyers right now.
Yes.
And we're thinking of renting the home that we have now and, you know, buying the other home while we're renting, while we're waiting to see if the market comes back to sell our home. But I don't want to get in over my head over just a want.
Right, right.
It's not a need. It's
yeah, this really isn't a want, Tiffany. It's basically the concept would be to buy a bigger home for about the same value as your home today?
Right.
Okay. How much do you have in the way of savings?
We have, you know, retirement plan worth about $30,000 or $40,000. Then we have about $30,000 worth of stocks, and we have about almost $10,000 of cash savings.
Okay. How much would you put down on the new home?
We probably would not put any down right now. We probably would do, you know, 100% financing and break it up so that we don't have the PMI.
Okay, right. If your current home was vacant for 6 months, if you couldn't rent it, or the payments, or the tenants didn't pay for that amount of time, could you afford to make both payments?
We could, but that would definitely eat up, you know, all of our cash savings.
Right. Well, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
You know, you've just got you know, relatively small amount of savings, particularly your cash.
Right.
And really, in this transaction, you have very little margin. Everything has to work out just right. You have to have good renters, no vacancies. You have to have the market rebound in a couple of years. And this, all of this could happen, but it might not happen. So I wouldn't do it. I'd pass on this. The worst thing in the world would be for you to have the two mortgages, probably. I mean, how much mortgage do you have now?
156.
Okay. Well, you'd have, you know, somewhere in the $300,000 to $400,000 of mortgage range, and I would just hate it for you.
Right.
To have that kind of mortgage debt load on you as a family. So pass on this one. I love the concept, but, you know, I'd much rather see you put your home on the market for the amount of the new house. If the Lord sells it, I'd do it. If he doesn't sell it, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Okay. Let me send you the book, Free and Clear.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You know, Howard, in the past we've talked about the creeping lifestyle that happens to all of us. We need a little bigger house, another car, things like that. But there's a creeping lifestyle that happens to society. When you and I grew up, it was standard for people to live in homes that were 1,200 to 1,500 square feet. But these days, they're not even building them that small. And most young couples just presume they need something in the 2,000 square foot range. So all of America is moving to larger, bigger, more.
Yeah, more expensive, yeah. More debt on those houses. I mean, you're absolutely right, Steve. And it's so smart for all of us who know Christ to, in a sense, stand against our culture and really ask the Lord, what do you want me to live in? What do you want me to drive so that we don't get sucked in to what the rest of our culture is doing?
And how did a family of five raise themselves with one bathroom back in the 50s and 60s?
I think they did just fine. They did. I mean, it was a lot of close fellowship, but they did just fine.
York, Pennsylvania, WDAC. Adam, welcome to Money Matters.
Hey, my wife and I got married about 6 months ago. We're starting out, and I'm in full-time youth ministry, salary paid, and my wife is working part-time, and we were expecting our first child this fall. And my question was, with the church that I'm at now, it's going to be impossible, well, aside from God miraculously dropping money on our doorstep every month, impossible to live on just my income for several months, and then also just with raising a family. And there's some other options that I'm looking at from employment. I didn't know if it was wise to pursue other things or just trust God to kind of stick it out where we're at. We've got a large college debt, so just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, no, I think it would be very wise, Adam, to explore, ask the Lord to make it really clear, should you stay where you are, and I'll talk to you a little bit about that in a second, or, Lord, is this you that is forcing me, in a sense, to look for another position? Would you still remain in ministry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I would be just asking the Lord to make it really clear. And if he opens the door and both of you together, pray about it each and every day, if you both have a really clear sense that this is the Lord moving you, if he gives you a peace that passes all understanding, then I would go ahead and make the transition. If not, what I would do is, between now and the time that the new arrival comes into your life, save as much as you can. Be as wise and as smart in your spending as you can. And if you did stay, Adam, how much do you think the deficit would be each month?
Well, I actually figured out using one of your sheets, your income versus
expenditure
sheets, and we would be about $280 in the hole.
Okay.
A month.
Well, I was fearful that I might hear a bigger number than that. I mean, it's not ridiculous to think that there'd be a way to break even. That either earning additional income on your part or your wife working while she's from home. Is there something that she can do that would produce enough money to do that?
Yeah.
And are you guys using a spending plan, budget? Have you got that dialed in?
We're working on that right now. Right now we're in the middle of the month-long tracking all of our financial expenditures.
Excellent. Well, just to summarize, I really feel good about what you're doing. I would ask the Lord to make it clear. I would explore other options. If he closes the door, if this is the place that he wants you to serve, then I would be asking the Lord, give me some creative ideas on how I can increase my income so we can close that gap and make ends meet.
Mm. Yeah.
Adam, God wants you to support your family, and he's promised to meet your needs. Now, obviously, when that butts up against, what it is that you really want to do, then the going gets tough, but that's when God proves, who he is and his existence and his creative ways of meeting your needs. So we'll pray with you about this, that God will give you an open door and that you and your wife will both have that peace that passes all understanding, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, Adam. Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Well, next on Money Matters, we're going to dig into a stack of Hey Howard emails, and one of them could be yours. Hey, we'll be right back.
When an emergency happens, and at some point in your life one will, you or your family will need access to some important information, and you'll probably need it fast. Knowing who to call, what accounts you have, and where, and which policy numbers you'll need can make that bad situation a manageable one. Unfortunately, most of us haven't put everything in one secure location so those who need it can get to it if we can't. Crown Financial Ministries is pleased to offer a solution. the Set Your House in Order software that allows you to enter, update, and retrieve personal information and documents in 60 categories, such as loan information, bank accounts, medical records, and living wills. Your information is secure because the data is encrypted and the software is password protected. Order your copy of Set Your House in Order today. You'll receive free software updates and free online support. Get complete details when you visit crown.org. Crown.org.
You're listening to Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries, and we're poised to jump right into some of those Hey Howard emails, right, Steve?
That's right. Let's unpoise and begin with this one from Carl and Molly in Wisconsin. Hey Howard, we're concerned about credit card fraud and would like to sign up with a credit reporting service that would monitor our accounts. Is this a good idea?
Well, it's not necessarily a bad idea, but you can do the same thing yourself and save the money. With so many credit card companies today, you can log on the web, get an update in real time of your transactions whenever you want to, and don't forget to review your own credit report. You can do it once every 12 months free, absolutely free, simply by logging on to annualcreditreport.com. That's annualcreditreport.com.
Here's our next one. Hey, Howard, I'm 47 years old and have no retirement savings. Where do I start?
Well, I can tell you when you ought to start, and that is right away. Don't wait. The first thing I'd do is find out if my employer offers a retirement plan, and if so, begin participating in it as soon as you can so you can maximize any employer matching. And if a retirement plan isn't offered at your job, what I do is open a Roth IRA. Contribute as much as your budget allows, but remember, the sooner you can start, the better, and then let that retirement grow and compound.
Hey, Howard, I have a credit card I'd like to cancel because it has a yearly fee. Will this affect my credit rating, and if so, for how long?
Well, it all depends. Usually canceling one credit card is not going to affect the average person's credit score. However, 15% of your credit score is the history of how long you've used certain credit cards or how long you've had your home mortgage. So it is conceivable that it could impact your score for a short time, but even if it does, it should bounce back within a year or so.
Hey, Howard, I keep receiving information about consolidating my school loans. Should I do that to try and lower my interest rate?
Well, yes, it's definitely worth checking this out, and it's really very simple to do that. The government has a website. It's loanconsolidation.ed.gov. You can apply for the loan consolidation right over the web. Now, last July, the government made it less attractive financially to consolidate, but I'd still check it out. And as always, whenever we mention a website, you can just go to crown.org, click on today's Money Matters program, and we'll have a link there for you.
And our last one is not a question, but a brief testimony from Don in Illinois. Hey, Howard, God has been very good to my wife and me during our 20 years of marriage. We've been financially free now for about 10 years. This has allowed us to help others in times of need and to seek employment that gives us better opportunities to serve the Lord. This has been very satisfying.
Steve, yeah. That's what true financial freedom is all about. That's what we want for you. To have the financial freedom to make choices that are going to please the Lord, make choices that will impact people for Christ. Really, Steve, that's why we exist.
Exactly. We will be back to answer more of your email questions on Friday. If you have a question, send it to heyhoward@crown.org. That's heyhoward@crown.org. Remember, be brief, but do include your name, city, and state, and what you like most about your favorite Christian radio station. The ones we like most, we'll read on the air in just a few weeks.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that, Steve.
That should be fun. Well, Howard, any final thoughts today?
Only this, Steve, that first caller we had, Scott, newly married, just carrying a ton of school debt around. He had the debt on his car. You know, we talked about it when we were talking with Scott, but I just want to emphasize this. The reason that we discourage the use of debt is, number one, because God's Word tells us that it is slavery to the lender to be in debt. And secondly, we want you free. We want you free from that encumbrance. We want you free from the stress that can have on your marriage and your relationships.
That's right. Amen to that. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today, for joining us for Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Steve Moore.
And I'm Howard Dayton. And we sure hope you can join us again tomorrow as together we take another step on the journey to true financial freedom.